Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
The first days of the new year not surprisingly give rise to a host of anniversaries.
Now on BBC Radio 4, it's The Archers. Well, it will be once I've actually selected it. Hang on just one minute.
Yes, this week, 64 years ago, The Archers began regular weekday editions after its trial the year before.
Hey, good job we got that heavy ploughing done.
Yeah, that Lakey Hill job of mine's going to cost a bit more though, at that rate.
Mm, yes. How's the new bank rate of 4% going to affect that overdraft, Dan?
I don't know. Better see the bank manager in the morning about that.
Well, milk, meat and flour are all going up in price. I wonder if the farmers are going to get anything out of that increase.
Yeah, I don't know.
Happy anniversary to The Archers. Brand changes often happen at the year end, and so it was that the Galaxy stations waved farewell this week 4 years ago.
Galaxy was your cooler older brother or sister, your stupid best mate who gets a little bit too leery on a night out. It was a safe haven away from bad news and real life, a link to the dance floor, plugging you straight into the best festivals and club nights, whether you're too old, too young, or too skint to be there yourself. And above all else, it was a little bit different, stood out from the crowd, never afraid to push the boundaries and buttons and do something a little bit out there.
The end of Galaxy 105 in Yorkshire this week in 2011, ready for its capital future. Galaxy and Global's hit music stations formed a new nine-station capital network.
It's just gone 10 o'clock, Monday the 3rd of January 2011. Capital is here and we are Twiggy and Emma.
Now let's just explain, Twiggy and Emma, I'm Twiggy, I am the bloke. I know it sounds a little bit strange, a little bit odd, but I am definitely a bloke.
A new show on Radio 2 this week, 12 years ago.
Thank you, Ken. You can't do another half hour, can you? Because we're not quite ready.
If the money's right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon and the warmest of welcomes to the Jeremy Vine Show. Very nice to be with you. Today we discuss guns among young black men. Will a change in the law change? The Home Secretary, David Blunkett, joins us. Welcome to you.
Well, welcome to you as well, and good luck with the new programme. It's a hard act to follow. You're experienced enough to be able to do it, and I hope I can do justice to being the first.
Is it really 12 years since Jeremy Vine took over from Jimmy Young?
Bye for now.
11 years ago this week, a new voice on Radio 1 Breakfast.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Wake up one morning, have a sleep.
You two, a beautiful day from Radio 1. Morning, Britain. I am Chris Moyles, the saviour. Hello. First of all, look at the text messages to get all the compliments and, you know, good morning wishes and everything. Carla's already...
The ever-modest Chris Moyles this week in 2004. Radio 1 and 2 now have their own FM frequencies, but years ago they used to share some programmes and also share some limited access to stereo FM. So, this week, 42 years ago, the top 20 was simulcast for the first time, so you could hear it in stereo.
6 o'clock on Radios 1 and 2, my name's Tom Brown. This is the top 20, it's compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau.
And staying with the charts, this week, last year, the first big top 40 with Marvin Humes.
Is the Vodafone Big Top 40.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Marvin Humes and Kat Shube. We are live across the UK on the Vodafone Big Top 40 and ready to count down the most...
This week, 88 years ago, staff at the BBC worked late, I suspect, to change the headed notepaper. The British Broadcasting Corporation came into being, with the business transferring from the British Broadcasting Company. And the following year, on the 2nd of January 1928, the first daily service was broadcast. It came from Savoy Hill on 5XX. 7,000 letters of appreciation were received.
The time on Radio 1 is 5 o'clock, and here is Anne Nightingale, as promised, to introduce... Let me finish.
Sorry, Terry.
Look, who's the senior man around here?
You are.
Not so senior, though. What's new?
Terry Wogan.
The voice of a young Terry Wogan, who returned to host Breakfast on Radio 2 22 years ago. Another great breakfast host began his tenure this week 11 years ago, and he's still there.
I would want to bring, and I know I'm in a minority, I'd love to see something like a Fox News approach to news in this country. I think it's great. If people didn't want it, they won't watch it, they won't listen to it, the bloody thing will die and it'll all be over.
Nick Ferrari, who began Waking Up London this week in 2004. 75 years ago this week, the BBC started bringing some cheer to our armed forces. A special entertainment station was launched. It was called simply For the Forces at the outset, later the Forces Programme, and eventually the General Forces Programme.
This is the General Forces Programme.
The station broadcast on 877 kHz medium wave and brought us a host of lively programmes.
Music While You Work was played this morning by Jimmy Leach and his organolians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Workers' Playtime.
Workers' Playtime, it's your labour.
After the war, the entertainment fair on the Forces programme was to evolve into the Light programme and eventually to Radio 2. So, with the death of wartime newsreader Alvar Liddell 34 years ago...
Here is the midnight news, and this is Alvar Liddell reading it.
Open University programme starting on Radio 4 44 years ago... The first Mark Forrest networked BBC Local Radio evening show 2 years ago.
Going to enjoy some of the best stories from across BBC Local Radio.
And Peter Donaldson reading his final Radio 4 bulletin this week last year.
And two men have been arrested in connection with a bomb planted on a police officer's car in East Belfast. BBC News.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.